The swing of voters to the right across the Bay Area looks to have had a major impact on San Francisco's Board of Supervisors. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, we're talking about Daniel Lurie at the top, obviously, but what else?
Well, what we saw in this election, Eric, is, as you said, now it was a swing to the right, but in terms of San Francisco, you know, that means it's going from ultra left to just the left, and moderates moving in as well. And what we saw was, you know, for example, Daniel Lurie, who is very much on the moderate vein, replacing London Breed, who is moderate as well. We didn't see a big left-right fight in the mayor's race. On the Board of Supervisors, the progressives pretty much lost out. I mean, Dean Preston, who is a very vocal supervisor from the Haight District, he was one of the guys that early on, you know, was buying tents for people to stay on the streets during the pandemic. He lost his election, re-election, to Bilal Mahmoud, who is a much more moderate candidate. And we also saw Aaron Peskin, who ran for mayor as the progressive. He's being termed out now. His candidate to replace him in the North Beach area lost to Danny Souter, who is much more moderate as well. But overall, what we're seeing is a shift on the Board of Supervisors, and you might be seeing this in other cities as well, to where the left and the left causes and the left spokesmen or the power people have moved off or moved on. And so now we have more of a rookie bunch without such a clear mandate from the left to fight with the mayor like we saw with mayors Willie Brown, Gavin Newsom, Ed Lee, and London Breed. They all came in with a board that was pretty much split and opposed to them. I don't think that's the case with Daniel Lurie. He's going to have a smoother ride.
Oh, that's interesting. What kind of tough decisions will this Board of Supervisors be looking at?
Well, the first ones are going to be fiscal because San Francisco is still in financial straits, downturns, empty offices. Tourism has yet to come back, but the bills keep coming in at a higher rate. So there's sort of the financial. The second stuff could be down the line as President Trump takes over again. One of the big questions is, what's he going to do, say, on immigration? Is he going to just be rounding up criminals as they come out of jail? That would be one thing. If he starts rounding up people on the streets and families, is San Francisco going to invoke its sanctuary city past and fight him? Or how is it going to go? Police matters. I think they're going to be a lot more moderate and open to that. We might see a lot more drones flying in the skies of San Francisco because it's a new day. And now it's not so much whether you're left, you're right. People want to feel safe one way or the other.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.